You got me sipping on something I can't compare to nothing I've ever known. I'm hoping that after this fever I'll survive. I know I'm acting a bit crazy, strung out a little bit hazy. Hand over heart, I'm praying that I'm gonna make it out alive. The bed's getting cold and you're not here. The future that we hold is so unclear. But I'm not alive until you call. And now but the odds against it all. And screaming, lighting me up like Venus. But then you disappear and make me wait. And every second's like torture. Heroin drip, no more. So finding a way to let go. Baby, baby, no, I can't escape.
Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge bersama Ari juga Dania. Langsung dari VOA di Washington DC, kini kita langsung menuju ke Hollywood untuk menyimak informasi seputar film The Imitation Game yang dibintangi oleh aktor Benedict Cumberbatch. Selengkapnya, mari kita simak bersama Dania Iman.
Film The Imitation Game yang dibintangi oleh aktor Inggris Benedict Cumberbatch baru-baru ini berhasil memenangkan penghargaan bergengsi People's Choice for Best Film di Toronto International Film Festival di Kanada. Film yang diangkat dari kisah nyata ini bercerita tentang seorang ahli matematika jenius bernama Alan Turing yang berhasil memecahkan kode rahasia di era Perang Dunia Kedua. Kehidupannya berakhir dengan tragis tidak berapa lama setelah ia ditangkap karena terlibat dalam kasus homoseksual yang pada waktu itu ilegal di Inggris.
This big paper you wrote. What's it called?
The Imitation Game.
Right, that's what it's about.
Would you like to play?
Play?
It's a game. A test of sorts. For determining whether something is machine or a human being.
Peran sebagai Alan Turing ini telah mendatangkan banyak pujian bagi Benedict Cumberbatch yang merasa sangat tersanjung dan bangga karena bisa menjadi bagian dari film The Imitation Game ini.
I felt proud to just be a part of it, to get the role. I was so keen to play this part. He deserves a high profile. He deserves to have his story known to a much broader audience and to be celebrated, really.
Menurut aktor berusia 38 tahun yang baru-baru ini mengumumkan pertunangannya dengan aktris Sophie Hunter melalui surat kabar The Times di Inggris, cerita mengenai Alan Turing yang inspiratif ini patut diangkat dan diketahui oleh banyak orang. Walaupun memang kehidupannya berakhir dengan tragis dan membuat Benedict Cumberbatch kecewa, baginya sangat berarti untuk bisa memerankan karakter Alan Turing. Sutradara film The Imitation Game, Morten Tilden, ikut memuji dan bangga terhadap peran Benedict Cumberbatch sebagai Alan Turing. Perannya sebagai Alan Turing bahkan dikatakan berhak untuk mendapatkan nominasi Oscar. Menurut Morten, dalam film ini Benedict berhasil menjelma sebagai Alan.
He really transformed himself into Alan Turing and he does such a phenomenal job.
Aktris Keira Knightley juga ikut bermain dalam film The Imitation Game sebagai Joanne Clarke, yang juga adalah seorang ahli dalam memecahkan kode rahasia. Sama seperti Benedict Cumberbatch, Keira juga beranggapan bahwa cerita dan pencapaian dari Alan Turing di era Perang Dunia Kedua ini penting untuk diketahui oleh publik.
His place in history as far as what he did in the Second World War and as far as, you know, his place as one of the grandfathers of computer and his place as far as gay rights goes, I think is incredibly important and a wider public needs to know about him.
Film The Imitation Game yang merupakan adaptasi dari buku berjudul Alan Turing, The Enigma karya pengarang Andrew Hodges ini telah memakan biaya sebesar $15 juta. Awalnya peran Alan Turing akan diperankan oleh aktor Leonardo DiCaprio, namun karena satu dan lain hal, peran tersebut akhirnya jatuh ke tangan Benedict Cumberbatch. Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine, working out Photoshop, we know that ain't real, come on now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up, cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. She says boys like a little more booty to hold a knife. And no, it won't be no stick big, your silicone body doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along. Because you know I'm all about that. No trouble, I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, hey. I'm bringing booty back, go ahead and tell them skinny inside. No, I'm just playing, I know y'all think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you, every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, because you know I'm all about that bass.
Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
VOA Executive Lounge, Anda masih bersama Aryono Arifin dan juga Dania Iman. Tanpa dirasa, sekarang sudah waktunya kita pamit ya, Dania.
Iya, jangan lupa untuk mendengarkan terus VOA Executive Lounge setiap Senin hingga Jumat jam 10 malam.
Atau dengarkan juga episode-episode VOA Executive Lounge lainnya di website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Anda juga bisa kunjungi Facebook kami di VOA Executive Lounge atau ikuti Twitternya at VOA Exec Lounge.
Baiklah, mitra bisnis, terima kasih banyak untuk perhatian Anda. Dari VOA di Washington, D.C., kami berdua segera pamit. Saya Aryono Arifin.
Dan saya Dania Iman mengucapkan selamat malam.
Success with you all the way.
Bye-bye.